All right, Rock and Roll Tuesday. Ryan Setz here. Freddie Kiker.
Yes. You can't go mellow on Rock and Roll Tuesday.
No. Heck no. We don't normally.
No.
Usually pretty up-tempo here.
Well, that's true. In fact, some folks are maybe a little too much. Maybe it's too much of a caffeine, an audio caffeine rush.
Too much of a jolt.
A jolt.
You remember those drinks? Jolt?
Yeah, I never had one.
Jolt Cola had twice the caffeine of a regular soft drink.
Holy smoke. You put that in your...
Sorry.
You can put that in
your... Does that ring a bell?
Yes. You can put that in your car's jolt and...
More cowbell.
Drive around town.
More cowbell. There's a guy.
But not a whole lot to play with here in the stadium. In the studio.
There was a guy who used to work at WCHL, Perry West.
I remember Perry.
Remember Perry?
I do.
Perry used to drink Jolt Colas all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, he's the person who first made me become aware of Jolt Cola.
Yeah.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Have you ever tried that? What is that? Five hour?
I've never done any.
I've never
of
tried
things.
That either.
Those energy things?
Yeah.
I need those things from time to time, I think, but I wouldn't think that you would ever need that.
No, I don't. I've never tried one.
You're always kind
of curious, but I've never tried one.
Anyway.
Yeah, never tried
one. Or Red Bull. I've never tried Red Bull.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mike Jaminski. You know, I work a lot with Mike Jaminski in basketball television broadcast and stuff. He's an unbelievable believer in 5 hour energy.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I figure that Larry Fedora drinks enough Red Bull to make up for what I might consume.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he gets a lot of miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really energetic guy.
Oh, yes, he is.
And we want him to be. So.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the animal.
Exactly.
I only took one in my life studying for my master's written exam.
Mm-hmm.
Was the only time I ever tried. I took one no-dose tablet.
Yeah, I've done that in college.
Baby, that messed me up.
Really?
Woo!
So that explains it.
I did very well. Very well on the exam.
Yeah, I've done that back in college.
But it had nothing to do with the no-dose. In fact, I kind of was like, why did I do that? It was just, I guess I wigged myself out a little bit.
Because you were desperate and you were worried about it.
Well, you know what? If you're studying, if you don't know it by the time of the exam, you ain't going to know it.
Probably not going to do that much good to cram.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So how are we going to get back?
We're going to ask a trivia question today.
Okay, all right.
It's a rock and roll trivia question.
Yes,
too,
it is.
So we can't delay.
Number one hits.
Okay.
50 years ago.
1964.
This was the number one song in the land.
Uh-huh.
Name the song.
Mm-hmm.
The group.
Uh-oh.
And three brothers that made up 3/5 of the group at the time.
Okay.
Ha-ha! Name the song, the group, and three brothers that made up 3/5 of the group at that time. I'm handing Ron the 45 on the orange and yellow capital label.
It's another big hint. All right, here we go.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around, round, 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 round. I get around.
Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around.
I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. I get around,
I get around.
I don't have a falsetto like that.
Brian
Wilson, Carl Wilson, and Dennis Wilson.
That's it.
And three Wilson brothers and the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys, I Get Around. It was the first number one for the group. Stayed at the top spot for 2 weeks.
They recorded on Capitol, yellow and orange
label. I love
label.
That. That's one of the most signature. I mean, all the Beatles singles.
Yep.
All the Beach Boys singles during that decade until the Beatles got to the late end of the decade. For that matter, the Beach Boys as well. They eventually formed their own label, Brother Records.
Mm-hmm. And Beatles, of course, Apple.
Yep.
So, Beach Boys, I Get Around. Beach Boys had a lot of great songs, man. I know you're a big fan.
Well, they influenced, as did the Beatles, obviously, so many songs. Just off the top of my head, Paul Revere and the Raiders, good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Classic layered Beach Boy, not ripoff, but you know,
yeah.
Modeling or
they were kind of the inspiration. Sort of the
She's Just My Style
template for it. Yeah,
Jerry Lewis and the Playboys.
Yeah,
they made no bones about it. We went for something that was layered and was Beach Boyish.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of groups emulated Brian Wilson's production technique, and I Get Around was number one for 2 weeks, and then the Jersey Boys.
Four seasons.
Frankie Valli finally took over the number one spot with a tune called Ragdoll.
Ragdoll. Oh, boy, that's my favorite Four Seasons.
Oh, they had a lot of great songs as well.
Yeah,
also
did.
Using the falsetto with Frankie Valli.
Mm-hmm. That's why I speak in a falsetto to this day.
Only when he stubs his toe.
You should hear my real voice. Oh, if I ever get down to my regular register.
Just drop it down.
This is a falsetto, baby.
Yeah. Papa-oom-ow-mow.
Papa-oom-ow-mow. The Rivingtons.
Yes, and then the Beach Boys did a remake, and it's on the flip side of... Oh, no. That's on the album, Beach Boys Concert.
I do not know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I had that Beach Boys in Concert album.
Boom, ba-ba-doom. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? That's on the flip side of Fun.
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers did that originally.
And then the Beach Boys did a cover of it.
Yeah.
A great arrangement.
Uh-huh.
But we can go on forever.
Yes, we could.
I'll see you tomorrow.
But let's not, because we have limited time.
Yes.